Cambridge English. Key English Test for Schools. Listening Test 9. There are 5 parts to the test. You will hear each piece twice. We will now stop for a moment. Please ask any questions now, because you must not speak during the test. Now, look at the instructions for part 1. For each question, choose the correct picture. Look at question 1. One. Which subject is Vicky going to stop learning next year?
Do you do all the science subjects at your school?
You mean biology, chemistry and physics?
Yes.
Well, we do all 3 this year, but next year we are only going to do 2.
Oh, do you choose the 2 or does the teacher?
The students choose. I'm going to do physics and chemistry. I'm not very interested in biology.
Now listen again.
Do you do all the science subjects at your school?
You mean biology, chemistry and physics?
Yes.
Well, we do all 3 this year, but next year we are only going to do 2.
Oh, do you choose the 2 or does the teacher?
The students choose. I'm going to do physics and chemistry. I'm not very interested in biology.
Two. When does the volleyball match start?
When do we need to get to the stadium?
I think 3 o'clock would be fine.
I thought the match started at 3:30. We need to get good seats.
No, they usually start the matches at 3:30, but this time it starts at 4.
OK, we'll have lots of time then.
Now, listen again.
When do we need to get to the stadium?
I think 3 o'clock would be fine.
I thought the match started at 3:30. We need to get good seats.
No, they usually start the matches at 3:30, but this time it starts at 4.
OK, we'll have lots of time then.
Three. Where did Hugo go at the weekend?
What did you do at the weekend, Hugo?
I went fishing.
That's nice. Where did you go? The river is good for fish at this time of year.
Yes, I sometimes go there and I sometimes go sea fishing. But my father took me up into the mountains and we fished in a beautiful lake.
Now, listen again.
What did you do at the weekend, Hugo?
I went fishing.
That's nice. Where did you go? The river is good for fish at this time of year.
Yes, I sometimes go there and I sometimes go sea fishing. But my father took me up into the mountains and we fished in a beautiful lake.
Four. Why is Lucy feeling happy?
What's happened, Lucy? You look very happy.
I am.
Why?
My team won today.
Oh, were you playing in the football competition?
No, we had a quiz in class. We usually come second, but this time my team came first.
Well done.
Now, listen again.
What's happened, Lucy? You look very happy.
I am.
Why?
My team won today.
Oh, were you playing in the football competition?
No, we had a quiz in class. We usually come second, but this time my team came first.
Well done.
5. What has Fred just done?
Have you done all the jobs around the house, Fred?
I've done some of them.
Have you put the dirty clothes in the washing machine?
No, not yet.
Okay. So, have you washed up the dirty dishes from lunchtime?
No. I've put all the clean washing on the line. It took me a long time.
Okay. Thank you. Let's wash the dishes together.
Now, listen again.
Have you done all the jobs around the house, Fred?
I've done some of them.
Have you put the dirty clothes in the washing machine?
No, not yet.
Okay. So, have you washed up the dirty dishes from lunchtime?
No. I've put all the clean washing on the line. It took me a long time.
Okay. Thank you. Let's wash the dishes together.
That is the end of part one. Now, look at part two. For each question, write the correct answer in the gap. Write one word, or a number, or a date, or a time. Look at questions 6 to 10 now. You have 10 seconds. You will hear a teacher telling students about a school trip to a fun fair.
Hello, can you listen for a few minutes? I've got some information about the next school trip. We've got the date now. It's going to be on Saturday, the 15th of July. As you know, we are going to the fun fair. But there are two fun fairs in the city. We are going to Bert's Fair. That's B-E-R-T-S. The buses leave the school at 1:30. That's 1:30. Now, this trip is only for students from year 4. So, year 4, tell your parents. I understand that there are 12 rides at the fair. Some of them are fun, and some of them, I think, are scary. You choose. You can go on any of the 12 rides, but you can only go once for the price of the ticket, which is £15. Your parents must pay before the end of next week. That's all for now.
Now, listen again.
Hello, can you listen for a few minutes? I've got some information about the next school trip. We've got the date now. It's going to be on Saturday, the 15th of July. As you know, we are going to the fun fair. But there are two fun fairs in the city. We are going to Bert's Fair. That's B-E-R-T-S. The buses leave the school at 1:30. That's 1:30. Now, this trip is only for students from year 4. So, year 4, tell your parents. I understand that there are 12 rides at the fair. Some of them are fun, and some of them, I think, are scary. You choose. You can go on any of the 12 rides, but you can only go once for the price of the ticket, which is £15. Your parents must pay before the end of next week. That's all for now.
That is the end of part two. Now look at part three. For each question, choose the correct answer. Look at questions 11 to 15 now. You have 20 seconds. You will hear Kim talking to her friend Ben about her new school.
Hi, Kim. How are you?
Hi, Ben. I'm fine.
So, how is your new school?
It's good. I've only been there a week, so...
But you started at the beginning of the month, didn't you? Like our school. So, 2 weeks?
No. My new school has a different start date.
Okay. Is it a big school?
Yes. It's a lot bigger than our old school. It's got 4 fields for playing sport.
But is it better? The teachers? The classrooms?
I don't know about those things yet.
I forgot. You love sport, don't you?
I do.
Where is the school? I don't know that part of the town very well.
Do you know North Road?
Is that one of the roads off White Road?
Yes. You go past the library in White Road and turn right. The school is actually in East Road, which is a turning off North Road.
So can you walk to school now?
Yes, I can. But I hate it because I have to take my little brother with me. He's silly all the way to school. It was better going by bus to the old school or going in my mother's car.
Okay. Well, I'll see you again soon.
Next week.
Sorry?
You're coming to my school next week. We're playing football against your school.
Ah, I'm not in the football team, so I won't be there.
Okay, well, see ya.
Now, listen again.
Hi, Kim. How are you?
Hi, Ben. I'm fine.
So, how is your new school?
It's good. I've only been there a week, so...
But you started at the beginning of the month, didn't you? Like our school. So, 2 weeks?
No. My new school has a different start date.
Okay. Is it a big school?
Yes. It's a lot bigger than our old school. It's got 4 fields for playing sport.
But is it better? The teachers? The classrooms?
I don't know about those things yet.
I forgot. You love sport, don't you?
I do.
Where is the school? I don't know that part of the town very well.
Do you know North Road?
Is that one of the roads off White Road?
Yes. You go past the library in White Road and turn right. The school is actually in East Road, which is a turning off North Road.
So can you walk to school now?
Yes, I can. But I hate it because I have to take my little brother with me. He's silly all the way to school. It was better going by bus to the old school or going in my mother's car.
Okay. Well, I'll see you again soon.
Next week.
Sorry?
You're coming to my school next week. We're playing football against your school.
Ah, I'm not in the football team, so I won't be there.
Okay. Well, see ya.
That is the end of part 3. Now look at part 4. For each question, choose the correct answer. You will hear a teacher talking to her class. What must the students do this evening?
Right. So your geography homework for this evening is on page 35. As you can see, you have to choose a local place to write about. It could be the fields around the town, or a river, or the beach, but it must be a place which has changed in the last 500 years. Try to find some information on the web about its history. Draw a map of your place in the past.
Now, listen again.
Right, so your geography homework for this evening is on page 35. As you can see, you have to choose a local place to write about. It could be the fields around the town, or a river, or the beach, but it must be a place which has changed in the last 500 years. Try to find some information on the web about its history. Draw a map of your place in the past.
Seventeen. You will hear a father talking to his daughter, Lily. What will the weather be like on Saturday?
Do you want to have a barbecue on Saturday?
I'd prefer to go to the cinema.
Why? You love barbecues.
I love barbecues on a warm, sunny afternoon, but the newspaper says it will be really cold on Saturday.
Oh, does it? Okay. Let's go to the cinema then.
Now, listen again.
Do you want to have a barbecue on Saturday?
I'd prefer to go to the cinema.
Why? You love barbecues.
I love barbecues on a warm, sunny afternoon, but the newspaper says it will be really cold on Saturday.
Oh, does it? Okay. Let's go to the cinema then.
Eighteen. You will hear a teacher talking to one of his students called May. Why didn't May do her homework yesterday?
Hello, May. Have you got your homework? The maths?
No, sir. I'm sorry.
Why not? Did you forget to take the maths book home?
No, I took it home.
But you forgot the page number.
No, sir. I remembered the page number.
So, what happened?
I just couldn't do it. I didn't understand the questions.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, I'll go through it again this afternoon.
Thank you.
9.
Hello, May. Have you got your homework? The maths?
No, sir. I'm sorry.
Why not? Did you forget to take the maths book home?
No, I took it home.
But you forgot the page number.
No, sir. I remembered the page number.
So, what happened?
I just couldn't do it. I didn't understand the questions.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, I'll go through it again this afternoon.
Thank you.
Nineteen. You will hear a boy, Jack, talking to his mother. Why is he late?
There you are, Jack. I was waiting for you.
I'm really sorry, Mum.
Why are you late?
There was an accident at school.
Oh, no. Are you hurt?
No, it wasn't me. It was my friend Bill. He fell over and hit his head.
Dear. Is he all right?
I think so. But the school nurse called the ambulance and I waited with him until it came.
That was kind. But we agreed to meet at 5. It's 5:30 now. Did you go to the hospital with Bill?
No, but the ambulance didn't come for a long time.
9.
There you are, Jack. I was waiting for you.
I'm really sorry, Mum.
Why are you late?
There was an accident at school.
Oh, no. Are you hurt?
No, it wasn't me. It was my friend Bill. He fell over and hit his head.
Dear. Is he all right?
I think so. But the school nurse called the ambulance and I waited with him until it came.
That was kind. But we agreed to meet at 5. It's 5:30 now. Did you go to the hospital with Bill?
No, but the ambulance didn't come for a long time.
You will hear a man talking to his daughter, Jane. What does he want her to do?
Could you help me for a minute, Jane?
Okay, I'll just finish my homework.
Sorry, I need you now.
But I've got to finish this and email Sarah.
It won't take long.
Okay.
Could you put your finger on here? I'm wrapping this present for Mum, and I haven't got enough hands.
Is that all?
Yes.
Okay.
Now listen again.
Could you help me for a minute, Jane?
Okay, I'll just finish my homework.
Sorry, I need you now.
But I've got to finish this and email Sarah.
It won't take long.
Okay.
Could you put your finger on here? I'm wrapping this present for Mum, and I haven't got enough hands.
Is that all?
Yes.
Okay.
That is the end of part 4. Now look at part 5. For each question, choose the correct answer. Look at questions 21 to 25 now. You have 15 seconds. You will hear Anna talking to her teacher about a school concert. What will each student do for the concert?
Anna, can you help with the school concert next week?
Of course, Miss Brown. What do you want me to do?
Well, let's see. Sue is doing the lights.
That's good. She's great with those.
Jilly's playing guitar.
Oh, right. I didn't know she was a guitarist.
We've got Eva on the drums. It seems she has played since she was 5.
She must be good then. Have you got someone on the piano?
Yes, that's Dan.
I thought he played guitar.
Guitar and piano.
Okay, well, I can't play an instrument, but I can sing.
I'm sorry, Emma is singing. She sings with her own band.
So, is there anything left?
Yes, we really need some good adverts so that everyone knows about the concert.
I'd love to do the adverts.
That's your job then. Thank you, Anna.
Now listen again.
Anna, can you help with the school concert next week?
Of course, Miss Brown. What do you want me to do?
Well, let's see. Sue is doing the lights.
That's good. She's great with those.
Jilly's playing guitar.
Oh, right. I didn't know she was a guitarist.
We've got Eva on the drums. It seems she has played since she was 5.
She must be good then. Have you got someone on the piano?
Yes, that's Dan.
I thought he played guitar.
Guitar and piano.
Okay, well, I can't play an instrument, but I can sing.
I'm sorry, Emma is singing. She sings with her own band.
So, is there anything left?
Yes, we really need some good adverts so that everyone knows about the concert.
I'd love to do the adverts.
That's your job then. Thank you, Anna.
That is the end of part 5. That is the end of the test.